Roy Orbison from 1974, Rainbow Love from the album called I'm Still In Love With You.
And that's a very apt song for our first guest for this morning. Jackie Worm is the project officer for Rainbow Hub, which is a section of COTA SA. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Shona.
Thank you very much for giving us your time today. I think it's your day off, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine. It's always good to talk about what we're up to.
It is. Now, I'd just like to refresh people. We've just started this, the last couple of months, this association with COTA. And I love the way they put here, COTA is creating new images and expectations of our older years, reframing the way we age. Wouldn't it be lovely if we could completely reframe the way we age, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of an ongoing project, but I think there's a shift, and we also want those connections with younger people. Like, there's a lot that we can all contribute to society in different ways, and so we're looking to help towards that.
Now, COTA is an older people's movement run by, mm-hmm. for, and with older people. They represent the aspirations, interests and rights of over 600,000 older South Australians and part of a national federation that began in 1957. So it's got a long history, hasn't it, Jackie?
Yeah, that's right. And, we've moved with the times and, bring more people on board and keep advocating for a more inclusive society.
Now, how long has the Rainbow Hub been in action?
Well, we're fairly young. We started a couple of years ago out of a report that was looking at what are the needs of older lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex people in South Australia who are aged over 50. And some of the issues that came up were isolation, housing needs, health needs. And so, we share some of the general population's needs as they age, but we have an extra layer because we're more likely to live alone, more likely to not have children that we can rely on to support us as we get older, and often have more greater levels of poverty. So may have been discriminated against in work, and so the older you get, the more that compounds. So we're looking for, working with others in the community to help us correct that situation and build connections.
And I think that's wonderful of COTA to do that, because I think there's a lot of influence and a lot of focus on the younger members of the LGBTI community. And we seem to forget that they grow old like all of us, and have different needs and looking for different resources. And for COTA to take that on, I think is really, really wonderful. What are some of the things that you promote through the Rainbow Hub?
Well, connection is a big one, because people might lose a partner, not have a partner. Their friends might be getting more frail. And we're often looking after more of our peers who are ageing with us than being able to reach to, children or younger people. So we're trying to change that. But so we have regular monthly lunches that people can come along to. We have a newsletter which is free, with lots of information in it, and we can post that out to people, or it's available by email or on our website. We also share information about ageing well. We see that in a broad sense, so about my aged care and accessing that in a supportive way, but also the social connections. We have a visitor program, which COTA has more broadly, and we have one where we'll match LGBTI people with an LGBTI volunteer visitor, so weekly or fortnightly catch up by phone or face to face.
Do you find, Jackie, that it's when I say an isolated community, that perhaps a little bit more isolated than a general over 50s plus community, because a lot of these people have been spurned by their families, a lot of them don't have any children. Does that make them just a little bit more vulnerable for you?
Yeah, and I think we have to make decisions every day, really. Do we come out, you know, when we go to the GP? Do we come out when someone comes to our home to help with cleaning? Sometimes it's not necessary or it's not really relevant to the service, but other times it means that we're missing out. We're not getting the full amount of service that we could, or we don't go to the doctor as soon as we should, or seek other help as soon as we, you know, could. So we're here to say that, you know, you are not alone, but we are also asking the broader community to talk to people they know who might be LGBTI and say, you know, do you know about COTA? Do you know that there are connections there for you? And, you know, for people to get organised sooner rather than later in terms of, you know, do you have a will in place? Then you can just sit and forget, in a way.
Yeah.
And say, you know, this is what I'd like at the end of my life. These are the people that are important to me. I, you know, don't want this. So those sorts of documents that help you to think through what you would like in the future, but also, you know, that can help you plan for now. And we can support that sort of process as well.
Right. Your Silver Rainbow Training and Consulting Team, they're providing aged care awareness and practice codes of practice for staff in aged care. That's really important in the current climate, isn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, people are usually doing their best, but we try and help people to do better, to not be afraid of asking, you know, do you need extra support to access this activity, to try and find out if people do identify as LGBTI, if they wish to disclose that, you know, how can activities be more inclusive, and, you know, offer a community visitor through COTA, or there are other schemes as well. And just to make sure that people can live the best lives, you know, in, whether they're in residential care, living in their homes, you know, to give people more options. So we have trainers who have experience, many years experience training, but also as LGBTI elders, and they can talk about, you know, what's happened over the decades in terms of discrimination. What, you know, how would that feel if that was your history? And we need to give people an extra bit of support to get over those times, and to know that they're part of the community, they have a contribution to make, and you know, get past the invisibility that a lot of us have had to grow up with.
Mm, create that awareness. Do you get good good attendances? I know here you have a monthly lunch. Which looks really good. Do you get a good attendance at that, Jackie?
Yeah, it probably varies between 15 and 30, so it really depends on, you know, like the end of year, perhaps when there are a lot of other social things on, but people feel a bit cut off from family or whatever, they might, really, you know, they enjoy that opportunity. But we have regulars that come along, but then there's always new faces as well. We make people welcome and let them know about where they can get more information and more support. So it's a relaxed atmosphere and a bit of a treat to get together once a month.
Now, you've got a conference coming up at the Adelaide Convention Centre next month. Mm-hmm. Did you want to say a bit about that?
Yeah, that's being organised by a national body, or it's a national conference called Better Together, and that will be a chance for, you know, hundreds of people to come together and share information about what they're doing and give feedback. COTA SA through our Rainbow Hub will be running a session and part of some other sessions, as well as having a stall there so people can come and say hello. And there's, more information on our website about how to attend. There are some free sponsorships to attend that. And we're looking forward to that opportunity to meet with colleagues, but also welcome a lot of new people who may not have connected before, and I think it'll be a really important gathering.
Sounds amazing. Jackie, do people have to be members of COTA to be involved with the Rainbow Hub?
No, they don't. Obviously, there are extra benefits if you are a member, and it's only about $35 a year, which means that you can access our trades home maintenance services, insurance, and legal advice and things like that. But you don't have to be a member. We also do advocacy on behalf of everybody, and our community of LGBTI people, we estimate, is around 70,000 or more. So we're quite a sizable group, but we need help to reach a lot more people because our resources are quite limited as a not-for-profit organisation.
Of course.
And we work in partnership with a lot of others to do what we can, and we keep building on that.
You do have a wonderful website. I mean, people can go into it through COTA. There's lots of headings, there's lots of things about what you're doing, and you have got a really good agenda, a really good program. You're also at the moment doing your vision and your mission for the next 4 years, which is an important task for your group. But I think if people go through COTA, they'll be surprised at just what variety is there for them. So if anyone's interested, go into COTA. Certainly look up the Rainbow Hub. You may have friends who are sitting home not doing anything that could be getting out and meeting other people in that genre. And it's just a little bit sad. I hate thinking of people sitting home not doing anything when there are things in South Australia they could be doing. So thank you so much for your time, Jackie. Thank you for giving me that time on your day off. Friday is a day off for most of the people at COTA, and they're all giving me that time off. So I do appreciate it. We'll probably chat to you again sometime in the future and see how things are going, see if we can promote it for you. But I do appreciate that for the moment. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Sharon. And we also have a Facebook page, which is another good source of information.
Of course, very much so.
Really appreciate the support of Coast FM, and look forward to talking to you again in future.
That's great. Thanks, you have so a lovely weekend. Thank you.
You
bye.
Too. Bye now.
If you're spending hours at the office,